Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Scientists have taken a step towards one of the biggest goals in medicine, a universal blood test for cancer. A team at Johns Hopkins University in the United States has tested a method called CancerSeek on 1,000 patients to see if it could detect 8 types of the disease. The test showed a success rate of 70%. Rates of detection were lowest when the cancer was at an early stage, but Dr. Nicholas Papadopoulos, who led the study, said it offered great hope.
We would like to detect them at stage 1, but even if we detect them at stage 2, the chances of this individual surviving are higher than waiting for this cancer to become stage 3 or so. So it's not bad that you can detect the cancer even if it's not at the earliest stages.
The parents, accused of holding their 13 children in shackles at their California home, have pleaded not guilty to charges of torture, abuse, and false imprisonment. The children were rescued after one escaped through a window of their house east of Los Angeles. A district attorney, Mike Hestrin, said the children of David and Louise Turpin were found severely malnourished with brain and nerve damage. He said they had suffered frequent, brutal punishments.
The victims report that as a punishment, starting many years ago, they began to be tied up, first with ropes, and then when that victim was able to escape the ropes, these defendants eventually began using chains and padlocks to chain up the victims to their beds for weeks or even months at a time.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill to temporarily fund government operations for a month and avoid a shutdown of federal agencies when their existing funding expires this weekend. But the bill must still be approved by the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future. The Republicans do not have enough votes, but Democrats are refusing to support any bill that doesn't include protection for undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. World News from the BBC.